A REMA Scene by Keith Armstrong with Luke Lickfold and Matthew Davies. Please be advised this installation has very low light levels. Stepping through a black curtain, we are confronted by a black wall directly ahead and a dark corridor to our left. Two goggle-shaped viewports are set into the wall about 1.5 meters apart and the same height off the ground, lit by flickering white spots. Peering through the first, we see a ghostly white shape twisting in the darkness. Moving on to the next, we see the shape more fully, a jellyfish-like construction of glowing white fiber-optic material which is gathered into a halo at one end and trails off into two wispy tails. The object seems to be suspended in space, twisting to and fro as light blooms and dims through and around it, while points of light shine from its tips. A faintly glowing white line set at eye height in the wall guides us to the left. Moving around a corner into near-total darkness, we spot a projected image to the right. The same creature, now in two dimensions, shifts and twists in a rectangular field about a meter wide. The image is blurry, and the creature's motions leave trails in the frame. We can also see the creature in three dimensions to the right of the image, giving us the full view of what was visible in the first viewport. Keep listening for more information about this work, or skip to the next track for the next description. A REMA Scene, or Age of Loneliness, reflects upon the vulnerability and resilience of marine, terrestrial, and human ecologies as they are forced to relate to today's increasingly overheated and artificially intelligent worlds. The artist asks us to spend time in this contemplative installation, observing the work from three viewpoints. The REMA Scene is a term coined by E.O. Wilson to speak to the loneliness we will feel when so many other species disappear. A counter to the often cheery announcement of the new era of the Anthropocene, where humans have a significant impact on the Earth's geology and ecosystems. A REMA Scene has developed out of 10 years of sustained collaborations with life scientists, ecologists, and sustainability professionals. The work is constructed of glass, fiber optics, electronics, computer generative code, water, lighting, mechanics, and 5-channel sound. The project has been supported by the Queensland University of Technology, Creative Lab Research Centre and Embodied Media. The project has been assisted by the Australian Government through the Australia Council for the Arts, its arts funding and advisory body.